Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
One, two, three, four. Oh, sorry. okay. One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Steve Kaufman and Robin Kessinger. And these guys, they all hang along with a bunch of other folks. Every year they all get together and do these annual flat picker workshop things. And all these flat pickers hang out, the Robin Bullock and Mark Cosgrave and all those guys. And they all get together and they flat pick themselves into a flat picker's paradise is what they do. Flat picking, of course, is using the plectrum, using the pick instead of your fingers. And it creates that whole, it's kind of synonymous with the real bluegrass sound. Although there are finger pickers in bluegrass as well. Finger picking in the folk idiom would be used more for rags and blues and other things. But with the advent of Norman Blake and Doc Watson and all of those guys, Tony Rice, Dan Crary, even Mark O'Connor, that 80s, early 80s, late 70s, well, I guess into the mid 70s to early 70s, actually, with Doc and Norman and those guys, it kind of set the tone for flat picking and the kind of lead playing you see in a lot of bluegrass nowadays. Great stuff. Great stuff. And Steve Kaufman is sort of the master at it, and he makes his living flat picking around the United States, and he does full concerts of doing flat picking. He sings a little bit sometimes, but basically flat picking contemporary and old-timey tunes. Oh my gosh, this is great stuff from this album. And what can I say? I really enjoy listening to good flat pickers, and I've enjoyed it for a lot of years, starting with Norman Blake. Norman Blake's, of course, remember his old album, The Home in Sulphur Springs. Remember that? And what was the other one? The Whiskey Before Breakfast album. Great, great stuff. Great stuff. The Whiskey Before Breakfast. Here's another one from these guys. The World is Waiting for a Sunrise, which I used to hear as a banjo tune for a lot of years. And a lot of good banjo players, especially when it gets into that E7th thing, if you play in the key of C. The World is Waiting for a Sunrise. Yes, indeed. Goes like this. Thank you. With Todd Phillips on mandolin and bouzouki there, Robin Kessinger, Steve Kaufman, their version of the Star of the County Down. Flat-picked. Wonderful stuff. Good stuff. That's the title cut of the album, The Star of the County Down. And before that, from this interesting album, Barry Phillips, The World Turned Upside Down. This is some songs from the American Revolution, instrumental arrangements of various songs from the American Revolution and tunes from the American Revolution. And most of them have the same melodies of a lot of different contra dances that we know with different names and different titles. It's all about variation in folk music. And it's pretty cool stuff. This is a pretty interesting album. It has more or less of a folk classical approach with the wooden flute and the hammer dulcimer. And it sort of has almost like a Scottish country dance feel to it. And it's pretty nice. I really enjoy this, actually. So we're going to play The Rights of Man from this now. And that goes like this.
From New York we set sail. Kind fortune it did favor us with a sweet and a pleasant gale. We bore away from America, the wind being off the land. And with courage brave we plowed the wave, bound down for Newfoundland. Our captain's name was Nelson, just 20 years of age. As true and brave a sailor lad has ever plowed the wave. The Evelyn, a brig was called, belonging to MacLean. And with courage brave, we plowed the wave, bound down for Newfoundland. When 3 days out, to our surprise, our captain, he fell sick. He shortly was not able to take his turn on deck. The beverage which made us fear that death was near at hand. As we bore away from Halifax, bound down for Newfoundland. All that long night we ran our brig till 9 o'clock next day. Our captain at the point of death to our record he did say, we'll bear away for Cape Canso. Come lads, now lend a hand and trim the topsails to the wind, bound down for Newfoundland. At 3 o'clock we sighted a light that we were glad to see. The smallpox had been raging, that's what it proved to be. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, as sure as God's command, he passed away in Arishat, bound down for Newfoundland. Night long we did lament for our departed friend, and we were praying unto God for what had been his end. We prayed for God to guide us and keep us by his hand, and sent the wind while out at sea, bound down for and sent fair wind while out at sea, bound down for Newfoundland. Thank you.
Oh, it's called Jesus Wept. From this album, The World Turned Upside Down, Barry Phillips and Todd Phillips on bouzouki and mandolin. On this album, on the other album, on the mandolin, I misinformed you it was Robin Kessinger on Steve Kaufman's album. Want to set that straight. Alrighty. This is an interesting album, though, This World Turned Upside Down. Songs and tunes of the American Revolution arranged for instrumental purposes, and that was called Jesus Wept. Wonderful wooden flute going on there. Before that, Bound Down for Newfoundland, Brian Maskew from his first album. He has two albums out now. This is his first one. His second one is much better in terms of some of the arrangements and everything, but this one has got some... got some wonderful material. I don't know where he comes up with a lot of his material. And it's sort of Brian Maskew's favorites. And so right in the middle of all this Celtic stuff, you have some old Harry Belafonte tunes and the Scratchy Scratch Scratch and some of those things. And it's just a fun album. It has a great version of They're Moving Father's Grave to Build a Sewer, which goes into the old vaudeville, English vaudeville thing. Dilly Dally. Maybe we'll play that after we play the Grimsby Lads. But before we do any of that, we have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Email me at dsindaniel@wsu.edu. And I'll get back to you and call me at 509-332-5047. I love it when you call because I talk to the most interesting people. Yes, I do. All right, we're going to be right back. You just hang on, hang on, hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible with financial support from listeners like you and from Gritman Medical Center, with a mission to serve patients and their families as a people-focused, community-driven healthcare provider. Offering family care across the Palouse in rural clinics in Kendrick, Potlatch, and Troy. Gritman, where it feels like family.
Some snow flurries for your Saturday turning into rain that should last until tomorrow. It looks a bit warmer than yesterday with a high on the Palouse 37, Lewis Clark Valley 41. This evening, expect lows near freezing in the lower 30s. And tomorrow you'll wake up to an overcast and drizzly Sunday morning, but that will clear up into a partly sunny Monday.
To the Grimsby lads out at the trawling. Here's to the lads on the billowing deep, shooting their nets and heaving and hauling all the night long, and the landsmen asleep. They sail in the cold and the grey of the morning, leaving their wives and their families behind, following the fishing, fulfilling their calling. Their charts are all ready, the shoals for to find. Away to the north, where they know we'll be waiting, frost and black ice and the lash of the gale, trawling and hoping and anticipating, a ship bumper full and safe homeward to sail. Here's to the Grimsby lads out at the trawling. Here's to the lads on the billowing deep, shooting their nets and heaving and hauling all the night long, and the landsmen asleep. From Scotland's grey shore to the cold coast of Iceland, through White Sea and Faroe, they're working their way. Through Dogger and Forties to stormy Bear Island, 18 long hours is the fisherman's day. The net's now inboard and the catch lies a-gleaming. There's gutting and washing and packing below. 10 days of fishing and home they'll be steaming, A thousand miles gone and a thousand to go. Here's to the Grimsby lads out at the trawling. Here's to the lads on the billowing deep, shooting their nets and heaving and hauling all the night long, and the landsmen asleep. On Humber's brown water the sun is now setting. Another trip's over, another day's done. The smoky grey town in the stillness is dreaming. Her sons from the waters returned once again. Here's to the Grimsby lads out at the trawling. Here's to the lads on the billowing deep, shooting their nets and heaving and hauling all the night long, and the landsmen asleep all the night long, and the landsmen asleep. I'm moving father's grave to build a sewer. They're moving it regardless of expense. They've dug up his remains to put in 5-inch drains to irrigate some posh bloke's residence.
His residence.
Now what's the use in having a religion if when you're dead your troubles never cease? If a rich chap in the city wants a pipeline to his privy, they'll never let a British workman rest in peace.
Oh, rest in peace.
Now, father in his life was not a quitter.
No, never.
And I'm sure that he'll not be a quitter now. For when the job's complete, he'll haunt that privy seat. And he'll only let them sit when he'll allow.
When he'll allow.
Now won't there be some blooming consternation? And won't those city chappies rant and rave? But it's no more than they deserve for having the bleeding nerve
to muck about with a British workman's grave.
Well, my old man, he said, follow the van and don't dilly-dally on the way. Off went the van with me own packed in it. I followed on with me old cock linnet.
But I dillied, I dallied, I dallied and I dillied.
I lost my way and don't know where to roam. Oh, you can't trust the specials like the old-time coppers when you can't find your way home.
Thank you.
John Williams, the wonderful accordion player who worked with Solas for a while and did a lot of solo, did a lot of work with Liz Carroll, the fiddle player, and then Mr. Dean McGraw. Dean McGraw is one of the finest guitarists ever. Did a lot of work with Peter Ostrusko, and also was one of the original Prairie Home Ramblers. That goes way, way back in the Prairie Home Companion days to when the house band was pre-Butch Thompson and everything. Pretty cool stuff. Old Dean McGraw. Dean McGraw, who's got a lot of guitar work to his credit. Wonderful guitar work. Kind of a new age guitar player, sort of, at least a contemporary. But he's got a lot of knowledge of old time and traditional, and he works with it really well. Neat guy. I think a long time ago, back in the 80s, Norman and Nancy Blake were here, and Peter Ostrusko brought Dean McGraw out here as well. He's one of those Minnesota folks, and hangs out kind of with that crowd, Dean McGraw. And we also heard Brian Maskew's version of their moving father's grave to build a sewer with the old vaudeville song on there, attached to the tail end of a dilly dally with Mark Eiler and Hank Kramer. And Rachel Maskew's on this album as well, and Jesse and Maggie McGinnis, and all kinds of folks. He put this thing together, originally from Yorkshire. He goes to Ireland, goes to the British Isles once a year, and he has two albums out. And this was from his first one. We also heard the Grimsby Lads. And Mr. Bill Staines, from his album The First Million Miles. Bill Staines, and he's going to be coming up right about now with the minor song Sourdough, or something like that. It's got a wonderful piece of instrumental. It has a sort of a Celtic feel to it. It goes like this.
First unto this country a stranger I came, pick and shovel on my back, no money to my name, no money to my name. I landed in old Juneau, Seattle down the line. I boated across the channel where worked the Treadwell mine, oh, worked the Treadwell mine. Well, it was hard times in the open pit, 1800 down. One day you'd make $2 and an extra glory bound. Whoa, an extra glory bound. So I dodged the rocks from the sudden slides and I swam out of the flood. In the rain and cold we dug for gold through the water and the mud. Whoa, through the water and the mud. So there's color in the eagle's eye and in the sun at the break of day, but there ain't no color I could find to keep me on that pay, whoa, to keep me on that pay. So it was straightway through the wilderness to Fairbanks up the line, and down the frozen Yukon in the year of 99. Oh, the year of 99. Now there's 20,000 of us here out on the beach at Nome, and there ain't but one in 50 who can pay his way back home. Oh, pay his way back home. God find the snowblind trapper and help him on his way. God bless the drunken fiddler when he finds the time to pray. And hear the words of the dying man left frozen in the cold, and pity the weary miner who's never found his gold. Oh, never found his gold. Well, I wished I was in Portland or some other seacoast town. I'd sail around this whole wide world and lay this cradle down. Oh, lay this cradle down.
Sourdough and the Miner's Song, Bill Staines, Amanda P. Cully doing the playlists. Email me at dsanddaniel, maherwsu.edu. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be back for lots more music. We still have 2 hours left to go. Hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now.